Nouri al-Maliki paid his first visit as Iraq's prime minister to Kurdistan's National Assembly. In his remarks to legislators, he did not refer to specific attacks against civilians that have rocked Baghdad during the past weeks. Instead, he appealed to all Iraqis to turn the page to a brighter future. He says it is the destiny of Iraqis to work together to stop the terrorists, adding they have no choice but to fight those who try to bring darkness back to Iraq. The prime minister accused Saddam Hussein loyalists of fomenting the current sectarian violence, saying the former dictator always tried to divide Iraqis. Mr. Maliki said Iraq must move quickly to rebuild its security so that control of all the country's towns and cities can be transferred from coalition troops to Iraqi forces. Speaking about the recently formed National Unity Government, Mr. Maliki said it must not differentiate among any part of Iraq, be it the Kurdistan region, central Iraq, or the south. He said the government must work equally for all Iraqis to live in peace. But despite his calls for peace and unity, there was no let-up in sectarian attacks in Baghdad and elsewhere. In the mainly Shiite Sadr City section of the capital, two explosions killed at least 10 people. In the ethnically divided northern city of Kirkuk, police say a vehicle packed with explosives struck a Kurdish political office, killing at least 3 people. In other developments, Saddam Hussein's defense lawyers began closing arguments Monday. Saddam and 7 co-defendants are on trial for the 1982 murders of 148 Shiite men from the town of Dujail, following a failed assassination attempt against the former dictator. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Erbil in northern Iraq.